The full African moon poured down its light from the blue sky into the wide, lonely plain. The dry, sandy earth, with its coating of stunted karoo bushes a few inches high, the low hills that skirted the plain, the milk bushes with their long, finger-like leaves, all were touched by a weird and an almost oppressive beauty as they lay in the white light. In one spot only was the solemn monotony of the plain broken. Near the centre, a small solitary koppie rose. Alone it lay there, a heap of round iron stones piled one upon another, as over some giant's grave. Here and there a few tufts of grass or small succulent plants had sprung up among its stones, and on the very summit a clump of prickly pears lifted their thorny arms and reflected, as from mirrors, the moonlight on their broad fleshy leaves. At the foot of the koppie lay the homestead. First the stone-walled sheep kraals and kaffir huts, beyond them the dwelling house, a square red brick building with thatched roof. Even on its bare red walls and the wooden ladder that led up to the loft, the moonlight cast a kind of dreamy beauty, and quite etherealized the low brick wall that ran before the house, and which enclosed a bare patch of sand and two straggling sunflowers. On the zinc roof of the great open wagon house, on the roofs of the outbuildings that jutted from its side, the moonlight glinted with a quite peculiar brightness, till it seemed that every rib in the metal was of burnished silver. Sleep ruled everywhere, and the homestead was not less quiet than the solitary plain. In the farmhouse, on her great wooden bedstead, Tant Sannie, the Boer woman, rolled heavily in her sleep.